סמל הניסים, זיידים ביד עסקי סיירו סכו. עתו לחמכו רבים רבתו סביבון, דנתו סדינון, וקנתו סניקמוסון, מוסרתו גיבוירים ביד חלושו, רבים ביד מעטים, תמאים ביד תאוירים, רשויים ביד צדיקים, וזיידים ביד עסקי סיירו סכו. וזיידים ביד עסקי סיירו סכו. So we see that everyone, the Yosef Shtetl, everything has to be double v'ipichoy. Rabim b'yad me'atim, givoyim b'yad chaloshim, makes sense. Tmeim b'yad tahirim, reshoim b'yad tzadikim. What is zeidim b'yad oiski seyosech? So the Bis Yosef, the Norachayim, Shtetl, what is zeidim b'yad oiski seyosech? What is the Shaychas? Zeidim b'yad oiski seyosech? So the Bis Yosef says, Ari kol dovor tzorich lio is dovor v'hipuchoi. He says, Vaistois, the opposite from oiski seyosech is the Zeidim. Says the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Kuf Yutes, Zeidim helitzuni, mitoiros choloi notisi. Zeidim helitzuni, mitoiros choloi notisi. So we see that the Zeidim are normally a cause to leave the Torah. We'll explain it. But we say, Zeidim helitzuni, aber mitoiros choloi notisi. So the ones that make people not to learn is the Zeidim. What is the pshat? Why? The Zeidim make people not to learn? What is Zeidim? We think Zeidim means bad people. The Mefoshim, the Gaon says, Zeidim don't mean bad people. Pasuk in Mishlei said, Zed Yoir Letz Shmoy. A Zed is a Letz. Say, we'll explain what is a Letz. Hopefully we'll try, we'll manage to get to the Oymek of the Yisrael of Chanukah. The Rambam brings down, we spoke about it a couple of times in the Sugyas, that the Halacha is that Tzdukim would say that Pora Adumo, you have to have an Erev Shemesh. So Lafukim Tzdukim, we are metame the Kohen Godot that does the Pora Adumo, and before the Erev Shemesh, he does the Avoyba. So the Rambam, Loshen Rambam Hazeh, and Perich His Poro is Hazeh. שהזיידים המסלויצצים על המצווס הם הצדוקים שאומרים אין מייסה הפורו באלו בערב שמש לפי חוף בייסים נתמי מסקויין וכו' וכו' כדי לבטל דברי אלו הזיידים כדי לבטל דברי אלו הזיידים הצדוקים המסלויצצים על התאים ולבטר דברי אלו הזיידים זיידים is the one that are misloitzets על התאיר. What is the pshat? We know Chazal tell us in the end of Masech Pesuke that Bilgo, the ring was closed. Why? Maise bembirim bazbaitus שהמירו אס דויטו וניסו לסרדיס איכות של יובון כשנכנסו יובונים להיכון she went to the מזבח and she hit the מזבח and she said לוקוס, לוקוס על מוזה אתו מחלם ומיינום של ישראל. Again, what she did? And because of that, we closed the Tabas. It's a lot of questions there. Yeah. She was a Miro Doso? No. Then she got married to a Yevoni? No. She came to the Mizbeach, she took off the shoe, she hit the Mizbeach, Lucas, Lucas, so they made a Knas. Now, she said Lucas, Lucas, so Mishmeres Bilgo has a Knas. Avoshte, what was the time? She was mevazed the Mizbeach. The Zed is misloitzet al ha-teire. Misloitzet doesn't mean what we call a joke. Misloitzet is not chashivas. He's sitting and learning the whole day. He's not with it. He's not normal. Yeah, the whole day he's sitting and learning. This is the misloitzet. The krech of Yovan is, it was Zeidim. This was the krech of the Zeidim. The Zeidim come, b'yad oiski seyrosecha. What is the shaykhis to oiski seyrosecha? Zeidim, מיד לומד את הירוסכו, מסמיד את הירוסכו. What is the shaykhs that the people that are learning the EU? Sveik and Misatr, yeah? These are the people that managed to mehapach the Yevonim. Not the people that knew the Masechta. Only the Oiski is hirosecho, as they state. Why? The Rechaim HaKadosh says, the Yevonim wanted להעבירו מחוקי רצינכו. What is חוקי רצינכו? אם בחוקו יישא תלאיכו, זאת ראה ששתיו המילים בתאירה. Rashi says, why? So, the Lashon of Rechaim HaKodesh, V'atam shekoro ha-kosuv omo la-toiru chuko, she-efshar, mitzvah stalmuteiru lilmo gimel o dalet pe-omim, afilu dvorim sha-odom yodea, v'zor ma she-chopetz la-kodesh boruchu. V'lefichor godro chomosoi she-ilmad v'ishkach, ilmad v'ishkach, ki he wants us to learn day and night. The milchama of the Yevonim was the oiski seirosecho. Zeidi militzuni ad moi mitoiros choloi notisi. The Yevonim wanted, what about the Yevonim wanted to do? Leashkichom teirosecho. They wanted to mashkiach the om leateire. The Taz says, אין התארה מסקיים אסאלו במי שמי מסעץ מעולר, שעיקר מיילס האויסקים בתארו דווקא בתארך ויגיע, ועל זה כיוונו בברוכה אשר קדשנו במצווה איסו לעסוק בדברי תארה. מול איזה פשט. דייבונים וואנטו משפיח דתארו, this was the Yevonim wanted to stop to be משכיח דתארה, and we win them ba'oiski seyosecho. And the Yevonim animsor bedavka b'yad oiski seyosecho. Why davka oiski seyosecho? So I want to explain. And here I want to go into the oimek ha'inyan, and hopefully from that we'll come to the Hesbo. The Maharal explains that the Yevonim wanted to rebattle the Torah, but the Iker what the Yevonim wanted to do in the Torah, the Iker what the Yevonim wanted to do was to rebattle the Menorah. The Iker what they were trying to mevatel is the Menorah. They want to mevatel, the Iker when they want to mevatel, they were trying to mevatel the Menorah. And this is the reason that when we did the Nes was in Pach HaShemen. So the Maharal, why? So the Maharal brings down Vazei Shteit in the Emek Dobov of the Netziv She'ikar ha-toiro she-be'al-pe remuzo hi ba-menoiro Ve'zeru she-omro ha-wi de-loshen ve-netziv ve-netziv brings down Vazei שיש לדעס דוירתוירו שהוא תכליס המשכון והוא המש לשכינה בישראל בו על ידי שני כלי קודש האורן והמנוירו והם אורן דוזן על כוח הפלפול ולזה הכוח הנפלו שנקרו תלמוד ניתן כוח המנוירו אשר נכלל בו ישב החוכמס וכל זה נכלל בכפתרים ופרוחים עד איזם בי שסרה ברב טרפון בשור ששומע דבר מסוכה לו יאימר כפתר בפרח לא אבי טיים את הראשון אני מצאז ודובר זה כפתר בפרח זאת אומרת נציב כפתר בפרח because the menoiro has כפתר בפרח the מלחום of the Yevonim was כנגד תוירו אבל not סתם כנגד תוירו כנגד תוירו שבעל פה אבל not סתם כנגד תוירו שבעל פה כנגד המולו ויגיוסו של תוירו. כנגד המולו ויגיוסו של תוירו. This was the milchama of the Yevonim. The famous Yalkut Shimoini, the Anker Shimoini brings down, Shol Adrinus, Be'ezes Chus Ha'umo Azoi Nedes. So they have three things. Yesh bo Tzadikim, Yesh bo Nispaldim, V'yesh bo Yegim Bateire. Mi Yad Oso Gzeiro, Shelo Yiu Yegim Bateire. He said Tzadikim, people daven, Yegim Bateire. Zot Rav Chaim Volozhiner, להשכיחם תירוסךו ולהעבירו מחוקי רצינךו. What keeps כלל ישראל is המון אשר תירו. And I will explain. I said once, as a Yid, his name is Talansky. But a boss from America, wealthier person, involved in a lot of politics in the world. Before my son, I'm friendly with him. When my son became Bar Mitzvah, I took my son, before he was in shul. I want you're a person that saw a world. I think you were the Svei Yamikamushan. I said, tell my son what you think about Teir. So he told my son, I want to tell you. From Far Rockaway, New York, till you go to Lakewood in New Jersey, and the highway is all different, you know, roads. You can go 50, 30, all different roads. You can go all different exits. And every one of them, when you go, is big shoes. 500 seats, 1,000 seats, not even one person is sitting there. When I was young, everyone had a rabbi, shiurim, tafayoymi, halocha shiurim, Shabbos afternoon, oynets, all different things. And in Far Rockaway, it was a small little yeshiva, it was called Far Rockaway Yeshiva, it was in a basement. And in Lakewood, there was someone, Kotler, had also a yeshiva. It was a little basement, a couple of boys, I don't know what they did at the time there. Very not educated kids. All the other places, not even one Jewish thing left. And these two little towns, full of Torah. If I would know it in that days, I would buy the property in the right place. So I don't know, he said, I can't answer you. But in the place that they took that Abaye and Rove, and they go with the fingers, the Torah stays. And in other places, even if people learn the Fayyamin, they have shiurim, nothing stays with it. This is what I want to tell you, young kid, from my experience of a guy over 80. That goes with the Sveigyan. This is what I'm telling you. This is what I saw in my life. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. But in the place, sometimes a guy thinks, well, I'm learning in yeshiva, you know, he waits for you to be a balabas to learn anafayimim, to learn a mishnah brura, and to go home. He thinks he's wasting his time. Sfek Sveikir, try to mahap the Sfek Sveikir or not. He doesn't hap exactly how it goes anyways, yeah? And he doesn't understand that the Torah is here. This is Be'etzen when the Yevonim came. And the Yevonim had a atzloch. Zeinim helitzuni. Helitzuni doesn't mean dafka a joke. What we have in our days that we don't understand the chashivus, we see sometimes pulling with Bnei Yeshua back and forth and back and forth, like it's taking a waste of time, yeah? Nachum Olin, Yeshua goes back and forth, the chazok ayah, the chazok, the shmaisi took him. Like a young boy asked me, to who the shmaisi written the shmaisi? A young 13 years old asked me, to who? Well, who he taught him will learn the whole shmaisi? Yes, you know, he said, okay, the Yeshiva people found a couple of good pieces that he took out of it. Yeah? But like, for who it's written this whole big shmaisa? For who it's written this whole big shmaisa? For who? For who it's written? He's asking a good question. This has been pulled by Amono Shul Teiro. And these are the people, Shari Yosha. So, you know, we have a couple of pieces we take from Shari Yosha. So for who it was written, the whole Shari Yosha. But it's the opposite. There is the Torah. The famous Kashe. Why is no Masechta Chanukah? No Masechta Chanukah. Some say because Rabbi Alak Pode. The Mefoshim explained the reason is no Masech Techanikeh, because if it be a Masech Techanikeh, the Yevonim want us. Teiresh Baalpeh, that this is the Menorah we have to remember Baalpeh. Why Rebbe written down the Mishnayos? Because it was Shichecha Ba'olam. The Torah was meant not to be easy. The Torah was meant that we have to memorize. Ah, it's hard? Too bad. It was never a tzaddik could be a hard school. Hard school is against the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. The idea is that it's very hard to learn. We're not trying to make it easy. It's a mistake that people think that it has to be easy. It has to be hard. Last week, the Divrei Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the people will forget Shekin Medrash because this is the Chefetz of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Amol of the Yegiyosa Shel Torah was Shvachet Doiras, that if we don't have it easy, we will not remember. It'll be hard for us to learn. So there were matter to write it, and there were matter to Rashi and the Tesis, till there were matter to our schools. Receive this, we can do it. But this is because we're very weak. This was bad. Choshech is Yovan. Choshech is the words of Shichecha. Yovan made us Choshech dark, that it's hard. Chanukah is to try to find the Yovan. Chanukah is the milchama be'etzim in the Yevonim. While Chanukah is the milchama in the Yevonim, we're trying to fight the Yevonim, we're trying to fight the Shichecha. While we're trying to fight the Shichecha, and we're trying to fight the Yevonim, this is our milchama. Zog me meforshim, if you write Masechta Chanukah, it's the biggest batch. Masechta Chanukah? Oh, Yevonim won. We take it, forget it. Sechot Masechta Chanukah, we can't write down. Chanukah is, we have to find it. And this is the reason, Be'etzem, that the Inyonim of Chanukah that we start to speak about are not written down. Even the Be'etzem, this is one of the biggest yontifs that a person has to try, and if a person works, he's zoicha to the biggest oiv. It's before an evi Kabbalah dikas fozim. That the Chanukah has the most koyach. The most koyach for a Sheva, for a Ben Teire. For a Amola HaTeire, the word Amola HaTeire in Yigiyoza Shal Teire. But why nothing is written down? The reason nothing is written down? Because this is the Chefetz of Chanukah. They want Lehashkichom Teirosecho. Shichecho, Choshech. This was Yovan. If you have Lashkichom Teirosecho, the main of Krib Chaim is Velaaviro Michukir Tzeinecho. The Malchus was Goizer, that they were not Oisik Beteire. Tzadikim and Tefillah will stop anyways. All these highways, no one is there. And you ask, but they had Shiurim, but they didn't have Amor Shul Teire. They didn't have Yigiyosa Shul Teire. What is Machzik Teire and Klal Yisrael is Amor of Yigiyosa Shul Teire. I know some of you are hearing it now, and so most of you, you think, he's saying it, we don't hold 400% like that. This is exactly the Atzloch of the Yevon. Zayin. That you will not believe that this is the very important part. Ma'o Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoyishev Oymer, Av Yisrael B'mi Oymer Kach, Yishmo B'mi Oymer Kach, Ma'o Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows everything. Hashem is sitting and learning. What he's doing? He's learning. Learning is learning. This is the Chefetz of Teira. This is the Chefetz of Teira. We're coming in 2 days to Chanukah. Zeidim biyad oiski sirosecho. The nitzochen was that the oiski sirosecho won. It was a nest that was done by Mesirus Nefesh. Speaking about the war. It was impossible to win Yovan. And they went by Mesirus Nefesh. And they went with Mesirus Nefesh. And when they found the oil, I want to tell you, it's a Givaldi Kazakh. It's a nice thing to know. It's brought down. Sefer Yam HaTalmud. Everyone knows that the old Kovitzin they had in the Babakameh. that the Pach HaShemen that the Chashmonaim found is from the Pach HaShemen that Yankiv Avinu poured on the Matzeibo. Everyone, I think it's Babus the Akdom of the Yama Talmud. Everyone will say that we're tired looking at the Akdom of the Yama Talmud. When we come in. So the famous Kasha is, everyone knows Chazal, Yaakov Avinu was running, Eliphaz chased him. He took everything from him. Because the father told him to kill, only Choshev Kameis. That's the thing, every Chayyim in America, you know. So the Kasha is, so he was left with a stick from where he had the oil to pour on. He wakes up in the morning, he takes the stone that became 12 stones, he picks it up and he pours oil. From where? Ki b'makli ovaldi esayad en azeh. From where he is. From where he had oil. This is a sefer, Pancha b'roze, it's a pirush on tesis al ha'shar ha'teire. Ve'yitzek shemen al roisho, ve'koshe alo yalif az eisov rodav achro, gozman ukol asher loy, u'meich amnotel az ha'shemen. V'yishleima b'makro. Ki b'makli avalti, his stick had a hole inside, and was oil inside. Why he had oil inside? Because by night, if he needs to learn, he would open his stick and he would pour out the oil. So he went where he went, he had oil with him. That he could learn every night. So there's one thing that he took with him, oil. So that oil was stated in Sforim, that the oil from the Pach von Yankiv is the oil that was found Beis Chashmonaim, is that oil that is Yankiv Avinu running away from Eliphaz, he's hiding inside a stick, he has oil that by night he could learn. Everything is closed, the markets are closed, you could sit and learn. In the old days, everyone slept by night, there was no light. It was not normal to stay up with candles to learn. When it's hard, and he's moist on the fish. This is the chefetz of the Chag of Chanukah. This is the mahus. This is the mahus. If a person wants to be zeich to the oir of Chanukah, and Sforim state that in every Yom Tov the oir comes back, and every Yom Tov you have the same koyach, the same oir comes back. If you want to have this koyach, if you want to be zeich in Chanukah, at least in Chanukah you have to use the koyach of the way of sitting and learning. What is the way of sitting and learning? Mesirus nefesh l'toyro, amolo shel toyro, yegios shel toyro. If a person decides, this Chanukah that is coming, is going to be mesirus nefesh l'toyro. This is the main thing. And Moshe Feinstein says that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that he found one little pachet oil and it lit for 8 days. So a person to know he doesn't have to have big kishroinus. He doesn't have to be mutzlach. Just a little bit. I will do the rest. But Moshe Feinstein says, but the oil has to be pach HaShemen HaTorah. People think, you know, I have a question. I also start a little bit and it never happens. Why? But the bit that you start is b'chisomei shel kohen gadol. The bit that you start is chisomei shel kohen gadol. You don't start with a chisomei shel kohen gadol. If you will start the bit with chisomei shel kohen gadol, if you will start 5 hours to learn, 6 hours to learn, but to learn. So if a person sits and he learns b'chisomei shel kohen gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the mess. And the oil could light for 8 days. Even that it doesn't have the kishoyness. But when a person comes, he doesn't come with chesam shel kohen gadol. He comes with a little bit oil that a little bit late. You know, when it learns you're too good, so he goes out to the bathroom. If not, he goes out to buy something to eat. Just to take a walk, yeah. He sits 2 hours of his fellowship and it stops for 10 minutes. Every time. Then before shiur, he takes a break. After shiur, it's lunchtime. Then the second seder. Then there's another break. There's supper. There's another break. Another break. And in between, he learns. Then he wonders. So the person takes at least Chanukah. It's 8 days of Chanukah. He's going to be Meister Nefesh. V'shteit and Sforim, that the Nisoyim that we have in our days, that it's so hard to learn, that it's so hard to focus, that it's so hard to understand, that it's so clear, the right to sit and learn Yom V'Laila. That is the Nisoyim. That is the Nisoyim of Yovel. Shteit that Biz Mashiach Tzidkenu will have the Nisoyim of Yovel. He said, why a dreidel, you know, you turn from the top, and call it the ground, you turn from the bottom, because Chanukah HaKadosh Baruch gives the Siyata Dishmaya Milamah. You just have to start. You just have to start. So, I wonder, we left 2 days in Chanukah. If a person decides, he is Chanukah having Chizuk Otsu, now, I speak to Shvach people like me, yeah? Problem is in Yeshiva sometimes, the Sedorim and different things don't work out so much in Chanukah, yeah? So first he decides, you know, Chutz in one party, and as Shir, he's not going to no parties. This is the first Yisoy. And if you can't say it now, so Chaval the rest of the Shmuz. So you're not Masa to be Moisa Nefesh. You want to eat Latkes. If you feel bad for your friends, show up 11:30 to their party. So you had a different party, yeah? You had an excuse to them, different party. Now they can have a tiny enemy, right? If you tell them you learned, they'll have a tiny enemy. If you tell them you have different parties, so then they don't have a tiny enemy. It's not the mice, that's what I see every time. But chutz from that, you see that you can't hold yourself. Decide, you know what, over Chanukah, I will chazer till this. I will chazer the pkiyas. Make yourself think that you'll be busy the whole Chanukah. And the oiris come back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a mess. Every year is the Milchom of the Yevonim. And you just have to jump in to make the Hatzlocha. The Chefze is Zeidim B'yad Oiski Seirosecha. Zeidim B'yad Oiski Seirosecha. And I will explain. This is the Chefze that Rabbi Yosef said. Zed Yoir Let Shmoy. The last Nitzochen is the Yevonim made it to Klal Yisrael Sheichshichu Eineyem Shel Yisrael. What is Sheichshichu Eineyem? They made it that it's hard. This is what we have today. Depressed, not in the mood, don't have friends, things are not going. This is Choshech. This was the Koyach of Yavon. Before Yavon Klal Yisrael, that Bichlal didn't speak to Klal Yisrael. Like people ask, why today, you know, Zeyra and the army, why we don't go out to make riots? There's a big machlekes in Klal Yisrael. I'm not going now to the whole politics, the whole machlekes in Klal Yisrael. But what are the reasons we don't go out to fight? The answer is, if we'll tell now everyone tonight, Kikar HaShabbos, we have to throw stones. Tam the Yeshiva, the Mir wants everyone to throw stones. Everyone will be there, yeah? But if we'll say, Tam the Mir, we heard that it's very Shvach HaMatzim, so tonight, 12 hours to learn straight, yeah? In the old days, everyone wanted to stay in the cave to learn. To go to fight with the Yevonim, people were nervous. To learn, and Shumbai. Besus Nefesh, go out to fight with the Yevonim. Today, to fight, everyone is masked to fight. Go back to the Nefesh. This is not shame and shit. It doesn't work. Too bad that it doesn't work. So let him to go out? Let him not to learn even the hour that he wants to learn? It doesn't help that they got to close the Nefesh. This is not Besus Nefesh. The Horayah, he's begging the Olam to learn. If a person will make the Mesilas Nefesh, I had some friends that took one Chanukah and they made a Mesilas Nefesh. Today they mamish Gdoyle Yisrael. Mamish Tadim Chachomim Muflogim. And straight after Chanukah Yisrael. This is the Yontem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. And a person says that I'm a shvach of bochav, I will learn the whole Chanukah as a chashash, I will die during the winter. Yeah? Even if Lama Zog in the bochav thinks that he's such a shvach of bochav, I don't think he's shvach of bochav from here. Maybe in different issues, not by us. But even Lama Zog in a siddah as a matzav, even if siddah as a matzav, but a person can say, okay, you know what, I need 1 hour to go by night, other morning, afternoon, everything, I'll be shtap. 10 hours. A person could learn 10 hours and till 9 o'clock to be in a party. Not that it's mutter. But if a person feels like shvach, oh, but 10 hours he could learn before that. And to daven on Teilim these days. And Be'ezus Hashem will be zeicha take hadloka isa mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us first the Oira Toiro, the Foshim like I explained last week, the light of Toiro, when it shines, the Netziv explains, the dark disappears. It's not the pshat. People think, oh, so I will learn all of my life, okay, you know what, I decided to commit to be from the suffering. I'll be from the Nebuch. Nope, so I heard the Shmuz, you know what, I'm going this year, I'll be Nebuch, finish. If at the end of Chanukah is Nebuch, let them to come back to me, I have a problem. Then I'm wrong in my whole mahalach in my life. After you learn, the light shines. It's not dark. It's not dark. It looks terrible if I will learn out. I will lose everything. You learn for 5 hours, you never feel that you lost. And if a bacher feels, he has to check his tzitzis, maybe even more than that to check if he's a yid. And every time works. The yoitzer has a koya choyshech. It looks terrible dark. So some guys are masking now to be choyshech. They're masking, they hear the shmuz, they'll try the best. It's only till you start. The oira toiro is light. The toiro is light. The toiro is meir. The toiro is meir. Kiner mitzvah v'toiro oir. The Mefoshim explained, the Yevonim came to show them an oiro. They didn't want to say, don't learn. They knew they will show the light of Toiro. The Amoro Shul Toiro, the Yigiyosa Shul Toiro. What is the Pshat? I don't want to go now to explain what that guy saw in the highways. But the light of Toiro takes away the Choshech. When you don't have the light of Toiro, even though all these things are important, I didn't mean to speak against all these shirim and all these shuls. It doesn't have the light, so slowly, slowly it gets dark. This is what Chaim says. They said, "Lashkichom teirosecho, v'meila will be la'aviro mechukir atzeinecho." This is the way it works. When you have the light of Torah, everything else melts. This is the way it works. So Be'ezus Hashem will be my son nefesh, will be zeichatake, that it will shine to us, Be'ezus Hashem.